from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. This is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks in Sioux Falls. Today, we bring you the latest as South Dakota wraps its arms around the results of the June primary election, and even more. It's Thursday, June 4th. Here are today's stories. South Dakota's ballots for governor weren't 99% counted until around 4 in the morning on Wednesday. That drew criticism from one gubernatorial candidate. On election night, some were growing restless waiting for results. That includes both voters and candidates. Aberdeen businessman and gubernatorial candidate Toby Doden expressed his frustrations with supporters that night ahead of midnight.
When we talk about ineffective career politicians and when we talk about ineffective leaders, I think we have seen it firsthand today and how slow these doggone results come in.
He later claimed to reporters that he'd speed the process up, responding to a question asking about what's next for his campaign.
Continuing to hit refresh on these ridiculously slow results, I can tell you, one of the things I'm going to do as governor is fix this broken election night result system. The entire government works at a snail's pace. We're going to speed things up. When I'm governor, we would have had the results a long time ago.
Doden faces incumbent Governor Larry Roden in a runoff election in July. The night of the election, the state was largely waiting for votes to be counted in Minnehaha County, the state's largest county. The county was down a tabulator. Minnehaha County Auditor Leah Anderson says an issue came up when doing mandatory day of election equipment testing.
So the reason that came about was when we were doing our testing with our hand-marked test deck, I wasn't getting consistent results with that tabulator. And since all of our ballots that come through are hand-marked by the voters, and the other ones were being consistent, I didn't think it was right to use that tabulator.
She says the tabulator was also jamming. Due to those issues, it wasn't able to be used on election night. The state saw higher turnout than recent primary years, another thing Anderson says impacted the speed at which the county could finish.
So there's stacks of ballots that are pretty thick, like that's probably 600 or 700 ballots. So the stacks are very good size. But anyway, so not really hiccups, just really good turnout. And that's a good thing.
The office eventually found ways to speed up the process while down a tabulator. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks in Sioux Falls. If the 2026 primary vote was a referendum on issues like data centers, social issues, or landowners' rights, lawmakers themselves think there isn't a clear answer from voters. SDPB CJ Keene has more.
Rapid City Republican Helene Duhamel cleared her primary challenge this week and says in the current environment, it's time to focus on state matters rather than imported concerns.
There's so many things to work on that really are issues to our citizens, instead of these make-believe ideas and problems that exist elsewhere that do nothing for anybody. I'm not worried about issues that are a problem in another state. I recognize we're a, you know, low taxes, low services state. We do the best we can with pennies.
Duhamel next faces Democrat Jeff Shelton in the November race for a purple Central Rapid City District, number 32. That district includes downtown Rapid City, the North Rapid neighborhood, Star Village, and some student housing. Across town, Rapid City Republican Taffy Howard says the entire state is still in the middle of a conversation about these issues.
You look at the races across the state, and it was such a mixture. I mean, you had some districts where all the conservatives were defeated, so it's a complete turnover with some less conservative Republicans, and then you had other districts that were mixed. So I'm not sure what overall the voters were saying.
Howard and Duhamel too say there is a value in having an established track record with voters.
It really does come down to the rapport you have with your constituents. Yeah. Do they trust you? Do they support what you're working on, the ideas, the principles that you have?
Howard faces Democrat Michael Calabrese in the November race, though that West Rapid district is likely a deeper red than District 32. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
This is SDPB News. I'm Jackson Dirks. The Democratic candidate for South Dakota governor doesn't expect his messaging to change after the results of the Republican primary earlier this week. Dan Ahlers is executive director of the state Democratic Party and the party's candidate for governor. He says the race is very different now without early Republican frontrunner Dusty Johnson. But Ahlers says the Democratic Party's message overall remains the same.
We're really focused on affordability and how to address the challenges that we face in healthcare, in education, with our property taxes, how we use our economic development tools. I think that has been the focus for us the entire time. It'll continue to be our focus. It's certainly my focus as a candidate.
Ahlers expects to announce his running mate in the next month or so. He'll face either current Governor Larry Rodin or Aberdeen businessman Toby Doden following a runoff election for the Republican ticket in July. The 2026 primary election drew historically high voter turnout to the polls in South Dakota. The Secretary of State's office reports over 34% voter turnout, the highest the state has seen for a primary election since 2008. That was likely driven in part by a new state law that pushed some municipal elections to take place on primary day. That includes a mayor's race in Sioux Falls, which saw over 38,000 votes. This comes after the state saw historically low voter turnout in the 2024 primary, when just 17% of voters turned up. 14 Republican incumbent legislators lost their seats in primary races. There were a total of 50 competitive legislative primary races in yesterday's election. All but one was Republican. A similar number of incumbents lost in the 2024 primaries. That election was driven by a swell of landowner rights candidates opposed to the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline. This year's primary results seem a bit complicated. Many races pitted landowner rights candidates against so-called economic development candidates. But both factions saw victories and losses this election. A full list of results is at sdpb.org/news. Authorities say two fugitives wanted in South Dakota were arrested in Texas after more than 8 years on the run. Shilata Gordon and Myesha Gordon Hewley were wanted on human trafficking charges. After their arrests and initial court appearances in 2017, the pair was released on bond and fled South Dakota. That's according to the U.S. Marshals Service. Investigators believe Gordon and Gordon Hewley lived in several states, including Nebraska and Florida. They changed their identities to avoid arrest. They were arrested Monday in Grand Prairie, Texas, and are now awaiting extradition proceedings to South Dakota. South Dakota-based Poet is partnering with a California company to build what's set to be one of the world's largest energy storage projects. It's being built in Big Stone City with the help of Antora Energy. South Dakota News Watch reports the facility collects energy from wind turbines and stores it as heat in insulated carbon blocks. That unused energy might otherwise be lost due to capacity limits on the storage grid. That energy can then be transferred to an industrial user, in this case, the Poet plant next door. Antora chose Big Stone City because the existing Poet and Otter Tail Power Company plants. Construction is supporting 300 jobs, and it'll eventually bring new full-time jobs to the area. It's expected to be fully functional by October. The project has the backing of Governor Larry Rodin and the state's congressional delegation. Health officials are warning about a measles detection case in eastern South Dakota. The Department of Health says measles have been detected in a child from Brookings County. They're asking medical providers to be alert for patients with potential exposure to measles or patients presenting with measles symptoms. Early symptoms include fever, cough, runny nose, or red, watery eyes, similar to the common cold, followed by a rash. Additional resources can be found on the South Dakota DOH website or on the CDC website. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News, and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.